Many school districts throughout Ohio have been using their allotted calamity days this year during the severe cold weather and snowy conditions, and some are close to using all of the snow days they've set aside for the year. That sometimes worries teachers and parents who fear spring breaks might be shortened or extra days might be added to the end of the school year. In an interview with Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles, John Charlton of the Ohio Department of Education explains current state law gives school districts a lot of leeway to deal with bad weather.
The legislation requires that school districts have 178 instructional days. And so as long as the school districts are meeting that minimum requirement, they're going to be okay. A lot of schools do build in five calamity days into their schedule, and that's why we talk about the five calamity days all the time. Basically, that just allows them to set their schedule, and if they do have their five calamity days, they don't have to push back their graduation date or end of the school year or adjust their overall schedule. However, if they do fall short of that minimum number of required days, they will have to add days into their school year to or make them up during spring break or something of that nature to make sure they meet that minimum number of required days.
What about the option of allowing students to do the equivalent of a day's work at school on their computers at home via the Internet? Is that something that schools could employ and do right now?
Yes. The schools have to, first of all, file with the Department of Education that they are planning to do what some like to call the Blizzard Bag program, where students can do schoolwork online while they're home on their snow days, or also the requirement, the legislation does require that you make it available in a pencil or paper version as well, so kids can take it home if they do not have the Internet access or computer access to do that at home. And it would allow the district to have the students complete work and count that as a school day.
Now, how many school districts in Ohio have applied and been granted that Blizzard Bag option?
I believe the last I checked, it was about 180 school districts, and I understand we are still actually getting some of those applications sent into us. So some districts are trying to add that as they get close to their number of calamity days.
So they could still add that this year if they wanted to?
They could, but I would recommend they do it very quickly because the recommended deadline has passed. Although we still are accepting those plans, there may be a cutoff at some point.
The Ohio Department of Education's John Charlton says there are 614 public traditional school districts in Ohio that could use Blizzard Bags if they applied for and received permission for the program.